Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, but I'm not important. What is important, the star of our program, is a guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the man from Hunter, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, thanks for the intro.
You look good, by the way, today. I'm sorry. I apologize to all of my fans. My camera burnt out. Somebody kicked it, and so we only have... Fred is looking, the lighting is just spectacular today on you, Fred.
I'm not too washed out, am I?
You look absolutely fantastic.
Well, I feel ebullient, and I feel in focus. Am I in focus?
You are totally in focus. And, you know, the blue and the black shawl that you have there with you, everything, it's looking really nice.
It's the black shawl.
It's just beautiful. It's very good. Now, how was your week? You're always busy. You're always got this the movie coming up soon that you got this summer that's Transformers. Is that ready to come out yet?
No, it's not going to come out for... What is it, April? I mean, it's not going to come out for another 6 months, probably.
Oh, okay. But it's all in the can, as they say, right?
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. And busy week. I'm sure you were probably tuned into the Academy Awards, see what's happening.
You know, I got to tell you something. I kept my word. I did not watch.
I didn't either.
Nothing about it. I heard nothing about it except for Frances McDormand, who did a Hunter, by the way. We hired her. She was really great.
She's a great actress,
no,
isn't
she's
she?
She's great. Yeah, she's great. But someone tried to run off with her Oscar. And there's more news. There's more conversation. It's like a sporting event. You know, the guy grabbed it, had a picture taken with it, and then tried to run out of the room, and they got him. And so, you know, this is what's now occupying Hollywood now. Someone dare
headline
steal
news.
An Oscar. You haven't worked that hard for that.
We got a lot to talk about on the show today. Let me get a little bookkeeping taken care of here. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And his new website, where he's got Highway 395, his movie and everything, is up at FredDreyer.co. And just a really complicated, now you can listen to past episodes of this show by going to FredDreyerShow.com.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Select your target species and select your subscription length. Get your box delivered. Catch more fish. It's that easy. Offering fresh and salt water, we've partnered with Fish Talk to get you a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Mystery Tackle Box is the original monthly lure subscription service. In fact, we've been told that it feels like Christmas once a month, and you can get started for as little as $15 a month. Go to MysteryTackleBox.com today. That's MysteryTackleBox.com and start getting your packages every month. This is John, and I believe in Mystery Tackle Box. Go to MysteryTackleBox.com, mention Fish Talk, get a special deal, and get the packages coming every month. You will be looking forward to it.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
We're back in the sports lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, Sultan, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. And Fred, since my camera's burnt out and I just have a big monitor here that I can look at, I know you like to have private moments during the break where you put the big CRN microphone there in front of your head and you're able to chew on beef jerky or whatever.
I'm actually sleeping is what I'm doing.
But I'm thinking when you're actually doing the show, you may want to pull the microphone down a little bit so we can actually see your face a little more.
We don't want to do that.
Okay, then never mind.
I've worked all that out. Okay, I worked all that out. While you were doing things like that, I had come to other reasonings.
That's good. Now let's talk. Yes, what you got going?
I was looking through my notes, as I usually do.
Yeah.
And I noticed this: Kobe Bryant wins an award.
Awards.
Can you tell me?
It was a cartoon. Here's the part of the Academy Awards. Kobe Bryant now has an Academy Award along with all the other fabulous basketball awards. He put a cartoon together about his retirement, and it won in the in the basketball player retirement category. I think they have that category.
No, really, seriously.
Yes.
He won an Oscar for what?
For the movie. It's a cartoon of his retirement.
Was it a feature film? I mean, who knows?
No, it was like a little cartoon, a short feature.
So it was under the category of
retiring NBA players. No, I don't know what the category was. They have all those little short film features and all that stuff, animation.
So it was rapist turned filmmaker.
I don't know what you're talking about. He won an Academy Award.
Well, of course. I know. I heard about that.
By the way,
I also heard that there were several people who never mentioned the fact that, the Me Too crowd just gave him a pass. The people out there who were complaining about abusing women, and here's this producer, director, filmmaker, basketball hyphenate. Who now wins an Academy Award, and the guy, raped a woman in Colorado, and it's okay with the industry.
At that time, there was a pass on that kind of thing. There is not now. The Weinstein company, Harvey Weinstein, they're trying to sell his company, and some investors looked at it, and they found out this thing is like leveraged to the hilt. Nobody wants the Weinstein company, but yet when he was at his full zenith, Meryl Streep was standing there with him. They showed clips of her during the Academy Awards saying how he's the god and all this kind of stuff, and it's like, well, what does she say now when she knew all that stuff was going on before?
Yeah. Well, how about Gwyneth Paltrow? I mean, she comes out and says, you know, she was molested and coerced into getting an Oscar.
Now, the Academy Awards themselves, the actual viewing of it, the ratings I've heard anywhere from 16% to 20% down over last year. So I think people are just sick of the whole thing, is what I think. I think the audience is dwindling.
Well,
it's a 4-hour-plus show.
Boring. Have you seen 4-hour-plus of no stars, people who were empty-headed?
I did.
You know,
there was a spring training game.
You used to be able to watch that show, and there used to be a reason to watch it. There was you're struck by stardom and beauty and competence and greatness and great movies. There's no great movies, by the way.
John Wayne was there. You got to see all the great actors.
Well,
Clark Gable would come up there. There's not really that ilk of a
Hollywood is finished.
Yeah,
it's like the journalism business. It's finished, and they don't have any stars. They're all self congratulatory, and it was just sad to see this industry being co-opted by the politic of the day. And that's what's happened to Hollywood.
Yeah, the politics has gotten involved in everything. You're right. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And keep it out of sports, by the way, is what we're trying to fight here on this deal, is keep the politics out of sports, but they keep creeping ugly head in all the time.
It's everywhere. The politics is everywhere. And
so
now you've got Kobe Bryant, you know, holding up an Oscar. I mean, when I saw the photograph of him holding, I thought he's the one that stole Francis McDormand's Oscar.
No.
That was not.
He won it fair and square, legit. It was he had a film, animated film. That went all the way to the top and gave him the number one. So I'm surprised it wasn't still a top-breaking story, but it was big news because it was out of the ordinary to have somebody in sports win something like that. You know, I don't know. There's a future for him. Maybe he could go to the Cleveland Browns and become their quarterback. I mean, is there anybody available right now for Cleveland to help him out?
Is that your segue?
That's my segue.
Real bad, lame television show. Four hours of
terror.
What did we pull out of the 4 hours of the Oscars?
Nothing.
We have Gary Oldman, who did a terrific job, and as Winston Churchill.
And he won as best actor, and I think that probably was the best acting performance. And I think you mentioned you worked with Frances McDormand on Hunter, and she was, I thought, excellent in the Three Billboards. That's one movie I did see.
Oh, yes.
So she was excellent in that. And, you know, the rest of it is, you know, I don't know. That, by the way, that one is best picture of the year, too. Not only she got the Actors Award, but that was the best picture.
The Billboard movie won best picture?
Yes, best picture.
Oh, boy.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't see it, but that's what I saw. Yeah.
I can't complain or can I criticize. I'm soaking it all in now.
Well, then I, as long as you didn't watch
it. This is my post-Oscar party right now.
Runner-up was From Here to Eternity.
Oh, yes.
That almost won. Almost won.
I hear Sinatra turned in a yeoman's joke.
Oh, it was just a great performance. And a lot of people voted for that. And a lot of them disappointed.
Do you know something? Can I tell you something about that movie, From Here to Eternity? Can I tell you, it was a novel adaptation but of the day. It was a great novel. And of course, Frank Sinatra played Maggio. And, you know, the little runt guy gets pounded and beaten up by Fatso, which is, what's his face? Ernie Borgnine. He played by Ernie Borgnine.
Right.
Fatso beats him up. And he eventually dies. But what I didn't know in the movie until, maybe a couple of years ago, I didn't realize that Donna Reed's character was a hooker.
You didn't know that?
I did. For some reason, never registered.
Well, that's why you can't watch that film anymore, the Me Too crowd
But when I saw the film not too long ago, within the last year, I've seen it. And I was watching her performance, and what threw me off is she was the most wholesome fresh-faced, innocent hooker you've ever seen in your life.
Well,
I mean, you know what I mean? Do you know what it,
maybe that was that a sign of the time.
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe that was the way it was in during the war. I don't know, but she won an Oscar. So it was Frank and her, and they won the Oscar for
that's a big film.
Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress.
And I believe probably Bob Hope hosted the Academy Awards that year and actually had jokes that didn't offend half the audience.
I loved Bob Hope when he was.
Me too. And
that's the reason you turned it in to see.
And Johnny Carson was great.
Johnny Carson to see Bob Hope and all the great people. Who are you turning in to see now? Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. David Letterman, and their humor is very biting and crisp, and you know.
Well,
so
everything is anti-Trump.
Yeah,
everything's anti-Bush.
It's always
anti-something.
Something.
You know,
and so they
get tired of you know.
They
like
don't
this.
Watch those shows anymore. That's why it's down 20%. If they just did jokes and had fun talking about each other and that sort of thing, people would like the camaraderie, and I think they'd watch it. But that's not the way Hollywood is anymore. They've got to throw their points of view down your throat.
Yeah, well, it's like this conversation. People are getting tired of it.
We'll take a break, come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about, and we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show. The man who... the acting legend, by the way. He's got Transformers coming out in about 6 months here during the summertime. You're going to see that great film. And he's in so many different productions. We remember him from Hunter, Land's End. You know, a lot of people talking about your Land's End show that you had, which was one of the first syndicated programs that was filmed in Cabo San Lucas. And a lot of people bringing that up these days. I have not seen that series, Fred, and I think it's available somewhere on Netflix or something. I'm going to watch it.
I don't know if it's on Netflix or not.
Yeah.
That's, it should I've heard, be.
Yeah,
if they were smart, they would do it. They also they should also put the movie I did in Israel in 1986.
What's that one? It was
Death Before Dishonor. It's about the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah, we should take a look at that one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. You might want to look that up. I don't know if it's on Netflix or where it might be, but it might be on YouTube. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, and so you look at your career. You had a great football career, and then when you retired from football, you went into acting. And Rob Gronkowski apparently thinking of maybe doing something similar. Now, we're trying to get him on the show, so I thought maybe you could throw a few tips out to Gronk.
To do what? What's he going to do?
I don't know. Maybe he might want to look at the acting genre. He's going to still play another year. He's not retiring yet, but I'm thinking he's looking at that.
I don't know. What should I say to him?
I don't know. I want you to think about it and help him out a little
there's
bit.
I have no business commenting on what he's doing. He's not even committed to doing anything.
That's true. But you did. You were in the broadcast booth for a while, and then you did a lot of acting stuff, didn't you? You went to like acting school. You learned the craft before you.
Yes, I actually got educated.
It was great. Well, a lot of people don't these days.
Well, of
You're
course.
Laughing about it, but they don't.
Hey, I'm gonna be an actor. I'm gonna be an acting business.
I gotta be an actor.
Yeah.
Where do I stand?
I'm an actor. I'll be an actor.
Yeah. By the way, we need someone to act as the can I do another segue into this, into the Cleveland Browns quarterback role? Do we have anybody on the horizon? I mean, we got to help this team out. They've won like one game in the last two seasons.
Yeah, I know. They should re-up that coach. He's doing something right. I think he's got the chemistry going in the right direction.
That's it. I think I could play on that team and might possibly have a better chance of getting a win.
You know what's funny to me? I always look at these things. You know how I am.
Yes.
You know how I am. I always look at these things and I say, okay, here's the topics of the day in all fields, sports and social. Here's what's going on in our world today that we should comment on. Nobody, and this is my criticism of the sports business. You know, they become more and more leftist, more liberal. They will not and have not done an expose on the Cleveland Browns, the worst organization in sports right now. They have not done
That's
an
true.
Expose as to explain, first of all, to the people of Cleveland and the people in the sporting world, to explain why, in God's name, do they continue to make crappy picks? Why can't they win more than one or two games that they've won? They've won one game. They're like 33-1 or something, however the hell that is.
Ruined their record with that win.
They could have gotten really the first round draft choice.
Yes, for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Tell us about it. What's your thought?
Well, it's incompetence. It's people. It comes down to that. You know, if people are not buying cheeseburgers, it's because the cheeseburgers are bad. And why? Because they're not being made correctly. They're using bad meat, or there's the pickles, or, you know, doo dill. You know, who knows why, but it's the content of the product. And the Cleveland Browns have nobody in the front office that knows a damn thing about what they're doing. They might as well be in a hamburger.
You would think after, like, the first season, second season, by now, come on, if they have another stinky year again this year, I mean, what are they doing to try to correct the thing?
If I told you there's this little sawed-off runt and a Texas A&M quarterback, and he's an alcoholic, and his parents are enablers, he's an idiot, and everybody that hangs around with him and you know, off campus is hangs out at this nightclub. It's all he does is drink. It's all he does is party. He's a dope. and we want you to interview him to see if, in fact, we can draft him as our prototype.
I'd say you're nuts if nobody.
And people told the hierarchy of the Cleveland Browns, they told them, do not draft him. Do not draft him. This guy is sour. Do not do it. They went, okay, and they draft him. And what happens? And this, for 2 years, this guy destroys the focal point of the team. And if I was the coach, I would come out and I would tell this owner, you know, I mean, you're probably going to get fired, but I would tell the owner, you know, you got to get your head out of your rear end and get somebody in here who can choose good football players. It's my axiom, and it's proven. It's always been proven. If you have decent people, good coaching, and you put people in the right spots, you're going to win half your games. You just will. And people don't know that.
The one and only Fred Dreyer. We'll have more straight ahead here. It is the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, coming to you from CRN. We'll be back. We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only acting legend, football all-pro defensive end, Mr. Fred Dreyer, and just an NFL draft coming up. What do you think is going to be happening there? Anything, you see anything spectacular on the horizon?
I'm always looking at how people judge these quarterbacks, you know, Rosen and Sam Darnold and the guy, what's the guy's name, Josh, somebody from Wyoming. There's about four or five quarterbacks that are all clustered together there, and the whole sport is predicated on getting a quarterback who can see, who has an extra vision, who knows what the hell's going on and can read the room, has the physical abilities, and has it, you know, like Tom Brady and what's his name, Rodgers, you know, for the Green Bay Packers, you know,
Aaron Rodgers.
These guys are special people. They're not just people who can facilitate the ball to the running back and down the field, but these people are someone who actually changed the game, and can see. They can actually see the field and understand where to get the ball out and how to get it out, and lead the team. And it's about leadership. So how do you judge in these young 20-year-old, 21-year-old guys, how do you know who's going to be a leader?
That's true.
There's things that are tip-offs. You know, you look for certain things, and that's what they're in the process of doing. So that is always of interest, you know, to me, but it's also of interest to the league. Is to get stardom at your quarterback position, and so it's going to be interesting to see who they draft. I think the draft's coming up here in April.
Yeah, and a lot of changes going on too. The Seattle Seahawks traded away Michael Bennett over to the Eagles. That's making them look good. And Richard Sherman saying goodbye to the teammates over there, saying this is it. He's going to meet with Pete Carroll and the general manager John Schneider. He's still owed $11 million on his base salary, $13.2 million. For the 2018 season, what did they do at Seattle for this? All of a sudden, everybody's leaving.
Well, why is he leaving?
It appears his career is over, according to reports that are coming out. He told his teammates goodbye. He confirmed he doesn't expect to be with the team this year. The NFL Network reported that he was scheduled to meet with the coach, Pete Carroll, and GM John Schneider about discussing his future. He's got still $11 million base salary, $13.2 million cap hit for this 2018 season, and the team could save $11 million on its cap by moving on. So,
they're going to dump him because he just came off of Achilles.
Yeah, and Sherman, he's feigning ignorance about his future, but he said he's not sure what it's all about, but I don't think you're going to see him with Seattle.
Well, clearly they want to move on. You got a cornerback with an Achilles problem. What are you, crazy? Yeah. You might as well try and sell him to Cleveland. They'll take him.
Yes, exactly. He was out 9 games, Sherman was, and Cleveland go, well, he played some of them. Let's get him back in here.
We still think he has a lot left.
That's
where?
Exactly.
Yeah,
what they
where is it? Where did he leave it?
Now, baseball-wise, spring training is going on, and it looks like Ichiro is back on the Seattle Mariners. They brought him back, Suzuki, back for one more season over there.
Was he 54? He's 54, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 44. He's 44, not 54. 44, but they gave him $750,000, and it could increase to $2 million with incentives. So I like a contract that's based on incentives. You make the big bucks because you produce more.
He'll be getting coffee for people, you know, before it's all
you think so? That's what you think?
Well,
really?
Look, I mean, at some point in time, you know, what's the purpose of bringing a 44-year-old guy who's limited?
But he's loved there. They love
him. Well, of course. I mean, yeah, they do, but that's not the business they're in, is loving people.
Let me ask you this. There's a lot of head cases. You and I have talked about this. You've played the game, my gosh. You've seen this happen. Is there some kind of magic sometime when you come back to the old squad or something? Is there a chance you can maybe spark it up and then something happens? What do you think?
What do you mean, in his case?
Yeah, in his case, or in any of the guys that come back and bring a guy back.
Let's look at Matt Kemp.
Look at Matt Kemp back at the Dodgers. That's a good example.
He'll probably wind up starting in left field for
the Dodgers. I think he'll be good.
Against the Giants come April or March 28th.
What about Panda on the Giants there, third base?
No, he's done.
You think he's done totally?
Yeah, I think he's done.
He had a chance last year, and nothing seemed to happen, but he's there.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, when somebody has a professional momentum and they're in the position to become a free agent and they got to get paid, it's interesting how you choose to either stay with your team where everything is kind of greased for you. They
right.
like you. The fans like you. You're the third baseman. Your identity, your professional identity, is clearly intact. And then suddenly you decide, you know, for maybe it was a lot more money or a little bit.
Yeah.
But you make the decision to say, no, I'm leaving this cocoon, and I'm going over here to another league.
It's a huge mistake. Now, what are your thoughts on that? Get them to us right now. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Send us an email. You know, we have our email segment on the show, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, or you can go to Fred's main website, FredDreyer.co, and find out all about it, that and so much more.
Don't I have another?
We have a new one, too. We got a new one here for this show. If you want to listen to past shows, go right to our blog and go to FredDreyerShow.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com. Your team. Your community.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. And I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. this product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
It's tourney time. That means Cinderellas and freshman stars, buzzer beaters and backdoor covers, conference pride and mid-major upsets. These are the best sports days on the calendar. If you're like me, you don't want to miss a single second, and the Sports Flip app is here to help. With Sports Flip, available for your iOS device, you can pick the games you want to follow and receive notifications whenever they return from commercial break. Now you can confidently flip between games, knowing you'll be informed when your favorite teams come back on. Download the Sports Flip app for free on the App Store today, and watch more sports.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, the one and only Fred Dreyer, acting legend, football, all-pro defensive end. A little baseball news. Yu Darvish, you know, he is, let's look at the World Series. He lost both games when he pitched him in the World Series against Houston that last game, Game 7. Everybody thought the Dodgers would win. They didn't. The game was over in an inning and a third. Yu Darvish had blown the game. They said he was tipping his pitches. So apparently, Yu Darvish on the Cubs now through two innings against his former team, the Dodgers, and just this week, and he was pleased with his velocity. He clocked 95 miles per hour on several fastballs. He struck out four, walked two, gave up one run. He lost weight in the off season, and he says because he lost it, he was worried about his velocity, but he said it was there. It was 95 miles per hour. He varied speeds in his pitching performance against the Dodgers from 95 down to 73 miles per hour. He used four pitches in the first game of the World Series of the fall last fall, fastball, curves, slider, changeup, and his walks and wild pitches came in the first inning of this tune-up here, but he struck out the side in the second inning. So anyway, he said he backed off a little bit because he was nervous and didn't want to hit anybody on the Dodgers.
He's an idiot. This guy, stop. Just stop.
What are your thoughts on this, Fred?
This guy is an idiot. You know, this is preseason, by the way.
This is preseason. This is a preseason.
And this old gag about, you know, gee, I think they're stealing signs, and I think they're
tipping pitches.
Let me tell you something. Here's the issue that we should all be remembering, and that is, Game 7 in L.A.
World
against,
Series
against the Houston Astros.
Yes. Yep.
The manager, Dave Roberts, blew it when he didn't start Alec Wood. He should have started Alec Wood. He should have just simply said, I've seen enough of you. You can sit down there at the bench, or you can go to the donut shop out there right behind the bullpen. You can either do two things, but you're not starting. I might need you later on. Maybe. I'm not telling you I'm going to. But I'm going to play. I'm going to get out of the box with somebody I know who can get outs. Remember, you can talk about people saying, okay, I'm stealing his signs. Here comes a curveball. Here comes a slider. Here comes a fastball. That's one thing. The other thing else is, if you look at his pitching, he threw the ball, whatever pitch it was,
over the plate.
He threw it right over the plate.
Smack dab in the middle.
I could hit it. And I, if I threw the greatest pitch, if Kershaw threw his great breaking ball over the plate, guess where it's going? Well, you know, you can't have that conversation. And for this guy to say, oh, I lost some weight, and I don't care about him. He was with the Dodgers for 8 weeks, and he failed in my view. He lost two, that's half of what you need to win it. He lost two World Series games,
and
he lost them miserably. He was pathetic. And everybody knew it, and you got a guy sitting in there, the last game of the season, Alec Woods sitting in there saying, what about me? And he never even saw the light of day. That game was over after the two people in the first inning got on base. That destroyed the heart and soul of that year. To come home, it's like I always say, you know, don't drag the dead dog into the picnic. You know the jackasses that come into the picnic, you know? It's a great family affair, and the first thing he says when people say, hey, here comes Fred, how you doing, Fred? He goes, hey, I just saw a German Shepherd and her two puppies get hit by a truck.
That kills the picnic.
That's the picnic.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And that's what
Hugh Darvish
is. Well,
the Cubs inherited this now. They paid $126 million, six-year deal for you.
Yeah, well, good. They're gonna choke on that wishbone. That thing is
Fred Dreyer,
that
everybody.
Thing is going to develop into a cancerous sore. You know, this guy is a mental case. I've seen enough of him. I heard
Tell
enough
us what
of
you
him.
Think, though.
If
don't
I
hold back.
Be, I,
Bring
I
it
just,
on.
I just don't want to be. I got to be careful that I don't hurt anybody when I pitch.
Well, they asked him why he lost weight during the winter, and I'm quoting Hugh Darvish. He says, because of what happened in the World Series.
Yeah, he's a mental case. He is. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
He's
I'm hearing every
mental,
word. Trust me, we all are.
Mental case.
Okay, we got you.
This
got
guy.
You.
This guy. I don't. You know. I don't want to say hi to him. Hey, hi. How you doing? Just keep moving. Hey.
At least the guy. Come on. There's one thing. At least he apologized to the Los Angeles fans.
I don't care about apologies
for
there's
the
no
loss
crying.
Of the World
there's
Series.
No crying. There's no apologies in baseball. Come on. Tom Hanks told us that. You know, it's enough. You got a baseball in your hand, you can throw it 95, put it where they can hit it, and do it a lot, and you'll win some games. So what's he do? I sure hope I don't hurt anybody.
Well, he didn't want to throw at anybody and have the ball get away and hit one of his former teammates.
And believe me, you know, I learned this from Don Drysdale.
Oh, boy. Big D.
I've got my stories.
My favorite player of all time.
I've got my stories, as everybody else has their stories, but I'll just give you a shade of this conversation.
Please, give me the story.
And that is, you're not a pitcher unless that guy in the batter's box is afraid of you.
That's Don Drysdale, Big D.
And that's not you, Darvish.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm glad. Certainly glad we didn't have much to talk about on the show today.
Yeah.
Certainly glad we didn't
and
have any
Kobe,
topics.
Kobe won the Oscar.
Kobe Bryant's been trashed. Hugh Darvish.
I still think that Oscar he was holding belonged to Francis McDormand.
If they had a quarterback, he'd be trashed too on the Cleveland Browns.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Exactly.
One more segment coming up. Who knows what? Maybe we'll talk a little bit about O.J. Simpson. That's a nice way
that's
to
a good one, yeah.
Next segment here.
Your next guy to be killed.
Stay with us here. It is the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Don't forget to follow us on our new website, FredDreyerShow.com. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fan mail segment, Fred. Here we go. Josh says, since you've been talking about this on the show, I don't know if we should ask this question. How do you feel about Kobe getting an Oscar for the best animated short?
I'm delighted. Seriously.
Thank you very much. There you go. Arthur says, wondering and would like to know, what kind of vehicle do you drive now? And my wife would like to know if she can get an autograph from you.
65 Mustang, and you can get a autograph from me if you send it to the correct place. I'll send it right back to you.
Yeah, it's CRN. You can the address is up on our website at FredDreyerShow.com. You can check it out
and I'll
make sure you send a
her.
Self-addressed stamped envelope. Fred will get it back to you. Albie says, sorry, I disturbed you. I'm Italian. My name is Matteo. Okay, so it's Albie Matt. His name is Matteo. I'm your fan, especially the Hunter series. What I want to ask you is very stupid but very important for me. I want to know what the driving sensations of the Dodge Monaco 440 1977 car were that I dream of as a baby.
Ah, well, I'll tell you something. That Monaco, Dodge Monaco, it was a 1977. You're correct. 440. It had a positive traction. Put a positive traction rear end in it, and it had a big four barrel on it. That thing ran like crazy. Boy, that thing was fast. We had like four of them because they were you know, film cars, and so they were stunt cars. We beat up a lot of them, but we saved one, the one that I used to drive around in, and it was such a lot of fun to drive those darn things, boy.
Real quick, James says, in this day and age with all the changes politically, would you be open to playing in the NFL?
I want them to write me the checks that they're giving these guys.
Email us Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Every week at this time, review of the week in sports. Here's truly Michael Horn with the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Did you
see that story about, this is not necessarily sports, but it's about a kid who was bullying people on the bus, news story this week, and got into trouble at the school. He was being a big bully, and so his father, the old man, got upset about it. And he made the kid jog to school while the old man rode behind him in his car, making the kid run to school to get it out of his system. And everybody at the school saying, he's a lot nicer now, this kid. What do you think of that kind of? Is that a way to bring kids up? You don't hear that anymore. Instead of being coddled, this guy got a little upset with his son and said, you want to get bullied around? Hey, here's the deal. Jog to school. And so the kid has to run to school, jogging to school. And his father's following him in the car.
Okay.
I just thought you might be interested in that. That's the kind of an old-fashioned upbringing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, it's good for him. I mean, if that keeps him from shooting his classmates, then that'll be great.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, you played with O.J. Simpson. A lot of people don't know that, but you did with the juice, right?
Yeah.
And there's a teaser. Apparently, there's a Fox special coming up on O.J., The Lost Confession. It's going to show that show that was never released before.
Lost Confession. We found it, though.
O.J. going to be back speaking in hypothetical terms.
Hypothetically.
About what may have led to the deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron
Goldman.
I've
got the next Academy Award, and that is the animated version of O.J.
Oh, just stop. That
the
is not
animated version of O.J. killing two people and then coming to the microphone. You know, dripping.
I mean, what gall to put this on TV? I mean,
well,
you
exactly.
Got to, yeah, you know, right? I mean, come on. Yeah. The Goldman family, the Nicole Brown family.
How about that? And they're gonna
put this on TV.
It's like we don't know really who killed him, but OJ is gonna help us, and we're blessed that he could take the time off the golf course. You know, he's a terrible golfer. You do know that.
I did not know that.
He's anybody that celebrates the fact that he plays golf as much as he plays and is that bad ought to be ashamed of himself. Of course, he's a narcissist, you know, so he thinks he's a great golfer. He's terrible.
I just think this show should be pulled like it was the last time and not run. I think we're still not ready for this.
This is such a scandal.
Not fair to the victims' families, I think.
This is just an outrage, you know, and I believe that, you know, somewhere down the road, O.J. is going to meet Mr. Surprise. That's what I think.
I don't know what that means, but there you have it from Fred Dreyer.
I don't either.
Tiger Woods, a golfer, his former girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, was in the Olympics. She did get a bronze. She sort of trash-talked President Trump like everybody does. They trash-talked the president.
That's why
she's 33, and she, I think so, too. I think that's why the Olympic ratings were down on the trash can, too. People don't like politics in things like Academy Awards and things like the Olympics. They want to be entertained. You watch these things to get away from politics.
Well, look.
And they bring and throw it right in your face and say something. You go, like, I'm not going to root for you because you just insulted me.
Well, look, if you're blessed to be in the Olympics or be in baseball or be in sports and you are that far ahead of most people and you use your spotlight to badmouth the president.
Or anyone, for that matter.
Well,
especially the president.
I mean, for you to complain to that degree is is not something.
You're representing your country, for God's sakes.
Exactly.
I agree with you, too.
There you go.
Anyway, she went on the Ellen show, and Ellen
that'll straighten
Ellen
it out.
Helped her
that
get her.
That straightens it out right there.
She got a walker from Ellen on skis, filled with a basket attachment, filled with things she may need for the next phase of her life, like oatmeal and icy hot.
How darling.
Little humor. All right, that's interesting there. Don't forget, follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com, and check out his website, freddreyer.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Final segment here of the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, one other email that came in today. Mm-hmm. This is from Vanessa. And she says, I'm a Hunter fan. Mm-hmm. Yes, the show from the 80s. They made two movies that I guess were on TV, and I missed those. Does anyone know where I can get those or watch those movies besides YouTube?
You know, you might try to go to Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Hulu because they're a an affiliate of NBC. I think that if you go to the station Hulu and you look them up, those were NBC movies of the week that we
check
made.
It out on Hulu. That's good to know.
You'll get them. Yeah, you'll get it there.
Check it out. All right, now here one final story here, and this is a guy, 88-year-old Roger Bannister, the first runner to break the 4-minute barrier on the mile, has passed away this week. He died peacefully last Saturday in Oxford, in England, where he had. where he cracked that feat, and many thought it was humanly impossible. Back in 1954, he went on to pursue a long and distinguished medical career, slowed down by Parkinson's disease in recent years, but he was helped by two pacemakers. He clocked 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds over four laps at the Oxford's Iffey Road Track back on May 6, 1944. Do you recall any of that? I was too young to remember it.
Yes, I do. I was 8 years of age when Roger Bannister, when it was announced on TV, and they showed a clip of it on Channel 5, Jack Latham News.
Channel 4.
Yeah. And he showed this image, and I remember the blurry black and white image of him running across and people just mobbing him. That's what I remember about Roger Bannister. And as the years went on, I didn't realize that he was a neurologist, I believe.
Right.
And so every once in a while, you know, you would hear about him, and I didn't realize that he had passed away. And it was a great feat, and also a nice little trip down memory lane for me.
Yeah. What a feat. Four-minute barrier. Yeah. He broke that back in 1954.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. So, Fred Dreyer, it was always good working with you this week. Mm-hmm. Got any final thoughts for the crowd out there?
Not so much as to just have a great, safe weekend, and may God bless you.
See you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.